From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Expectations for job growth in August were low, but the results announced today did not even meet those low expectations. The government reported that last month, the number of jobs added to the economy was zero. The unemployment rate remains stuck at 9.1%. NPR's John Idstey reports.
Prior to the release of today's report, there was lots of speculation that the financial turmoil in August might have scared consumers from spending and employers from hiring. The debt ceiling debacle in Washington, the downgrading of the government's credit rating, and a flare-up of Europe's sovereign debt crisis created chaos in global stock markets. John Sylvia, chief economist for Wells Fargo, says that turmoil could well have played a role, but the basic problem is slow growth.
The economy is not producing at a pace that really would lower the unemployment rate. It's not producing at a pace that we're absorbing a lot of young people or new entrants into the labor force, and it's very disappointing.
During the past 4 months, the sluggish U.S. economy added fewer than 100,000 jobs a month, the threshold needed to simply absorb those new workers. With economic growth so slow, says Sylvia, the economy is clearly skating on thin ice.
We talk now about a probability of 30% for a recession. The challenge, as everyone knows who's ever skated on some thin ice on a river as a child, you know, there's not a lot of margin for error.
A big reason for the slow growth, says Sylvia, is a lack of demand from consumers. Heidi Scherholz agrees. She's a labor economist at the Economic Policy Institute in Washington, a liberal think tank.
People aren't buying goods and services, so that's the lever that we need to push to start stimulating the economy to generate jobs.
And that's what President Obama hopes to do with a plan he'll unveil next Thursday in a speech before a joint session of Congress. The president is expected to propose extending the payroll tax cut for individuals and adding some tax incentives for businesses to hire workers. And he's likely to call for more government spending on the nation's infrastructure.
I really wasn't surprised about the lack of job growth because that's really what we're seeing here.
That's Dyke Messenger, president of a company called Power Curbers in Salisbury, North Carolina. He sells machines that produce curbs and gutters for streets and highways. His business is off close to 40% from its pre-recession level. While he's still selling machines in Asia and the Middle East, sales in the U.S. are dismal. Not surprisingly, he thinks government spending for infrastructure is important, and not just to create new jobs.
Most of our equipment going overseas is going to countries where they're making major infrastructure investments so that they can be more competitive, and we're just not doing that.
Wells Fargo's John Sylvia expresses concern that those infrastructure investments might not come quickly enough. He'd like to see a plan that would lower the cost of labor for employers in this weak economy, like the program pioneered in Georgia, where workers get temporary jobs at firms and their salary is paid by their unemployment benefits.
In Charlotte, North Carolina, we have a lot of German firms who historically have done exactly that. They bring in talent, work with them a while as sort of an apprenticeship program, and they find out if the worker fits and the worker finds out if he fits.
President Obama has expressed interest in the Georgia program, and it's possible he'll propose something similar next week. The big question, of course, will his plan find support among Republicans in Congress? Or will the Washington deadlock continue as 14 million American workers remain on the sidelines? John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.